you take your Bibles, I'm going to read to you a word from Matthew. Matthew chapter 4. It's a very familiar scripture. And, you know, sometimes some truths are so true that they actually lose the power of truth because they're so familiar. In other words, we read these words and we've heard them before, various translations. And I'm praying that the Lord will do what I call, sometimes when I'm reading the scriptures, I feel like that comes alive to me. And I say the Holy Spirit breathes on the passage. And the Holy Spirit breathed on this for me some time ago, and it's still alive for me. But again, it's a very familiar passage. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Now, there's a sermon right there. Jesus was led by the Spirit to be tempted. Interesting. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. Well, for sure. If you've ever fasted much, you know about hunger that comes in. Verse 3 says, the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Obviously, he was hungry. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written. Now, Satan quotes scripture, and really he quotes it accurately. Isn't this interesting? He will command his angels concerning you, and he will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. But Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Verse 8, again the devil took him to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. This will I give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. In other words, you don't need to go to the cross. You don't need to go to all that kind of suffering. I'm going to give you this right now. But Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him or ministered to him. Here we have an account of the greatest person that ever lived, Jesus, encountering the greatest foe that ever lived, Satan. And there's a wonderful truth in here that you probably saw it a long time ago, so you didn't tell me. I had to find it myself. And it was simply this. What did Jesus do? Now, Jesus, the Son of God, he who could speak worlds into existence, he who could raise the dead, he could heal the blinded eyes. What was it Jesus did? Whatever he did, it must be a model for me. What was it that he did when he encountered Satan face to face? He said three times, it is written. He just didn't say it out of his head. He quoted, it is written. Where was he quoting from? Deuteronomy. It was written 1,400 years before. And so Jesus pulls out the big arsenal, the big battle, the weapon, to fight the evil one face to face. And what he does, he just didn't say it out of his head. He's the Son of God. Anything he would have said would have instantly been scripture. Could have been scripture. But instead of doing that, he quotes what was written 1,400 years before. And he resists the evil one by quoting the scriptures. You go to the end of Jesus' life. You see him on the cross. What is it that he says there? My God, why have you forsaken me? Now, did he just make that up out of his head because of what was going on? No, the scripture was he quoted from the Psalms. Isn't that interesting? Jesus is crying to the Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? But really what he's doing, he's praying the scripture. So I have found there's great power in praying the word of God. Matter of fact, I find that I can pray myself into his presence. I love that, to pray myself into his presence. Sometimes I feel at a distance from him. In this cold Michigan, sometimes you feel like you are far away, but by prayer, I can pray myself into his presence, but praying the word of God, there's power. So I find when my prayer life seems like it's dwindling, it's not as powerful as it could be, I find myself saying, well, let me pray the scriptures. And I want us to do that today. I challenge you to pray the word of God. And if you don't have it memorized, write it down someplace. Get your Bible in your hand. Pray the word. Some of the greatest times I've ever had is when I'll turn to the Psalms, which are songs or their prayers, and I begin to pray those scriptures, and I find the power of God is released in the meantime. What does the scripture say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No temptation has ever taken any of us, but it's common to man. God will not let you or me be tempted above what we're able. But will with the temptation make a way of escape that we can stand up under it? Have you ever needed wisdom? Do anybody need wisdom today? Am I the only one? Yeah. Well, the Bible tells us, you know, in James, that he gives us wisdom, but he gives it to us generously. And we've all memorized, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What does the word acknowledge mean? In the Hebrew, it means recognize the authority. Who is the authority? Recognize the authority in our lives, and he will make our paths straight. He will direct our paths. And so I want us together today to do what we've just seen Jesus did. He prayed the word. There's power in praying the word of God. Let's pray together. Father, we believe today that in our own strength, we cannot do what needs to be done. But your word says that we can do all things through you, the one who gives us strength. I don't know what these, my friends, are facing. I don't know what they're going through. But Lord, I know that there is strength that they can have as they also draw upon you. I don't know what temptations we may face. We all are tempted. Jesus was tempted. We're going to all be tempted. But no temptation has come our way. But that it's common to man. Satan says, well, this is kind of unique for you. No, it's common to man. But God will make a way of escape so that we don't have to be defeated by it, but we can stand up under it. Oh, thank you, Lord, for that deliverance. We pray that word that you will make a way of escape for all of us. And Lord, today we all need wisdom. We need wisdom outside of ourselves. And so you said, Lord, that if we lack wisdom, we can ask you. So we're praying your word, that your wisdom, your thoughts would be our thoughts. We want to think the way you think. We want to think the way the Holy Spirit thinks. So we say, oh God, give us of your wisdom. And so we choose to trust you today with all of our hearts, knowing, Lord, that if we will trust you, you'll make our paths straight. You'll guide us, Lord. You'll give us leadership. We believe you're a God who is good, and you do all things well. And so, Lord, today, thank you for your presence. Thank you for your spirit. I thank you for everyone here on this call. May they know the warm presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Bible College. Thank you for the miracles that have taken place. I pray that 2026 will be one of the greatest years the Bible College has ever known, spiritually, financially, student-wise, guide in all the decisions that are made. We believe, Lord, you're a God of light. In you, there is no darkness at all. And so we pray you will shine your light upon the school, upon the administration, our new president, and give the direction needed for the days ahead. What a privilege to know you. What a privilege to serve you. Thank you for the privilege of calling on your name. In the strong name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen.